Addiction. Compulsive, repeated, harmful action to oneself. In many cases, addictive behavior goes on for years because the harm is not obvious. Cigarette smoking is an example of that. But rather than focusing on addiction, which causes physical harm, consider also addictions which cause harm mentally, spiritually, and societally. TV, for instance, sports, for instance, devices, for yet another instance. As to drug addiction, it touches home when the drug addict is someone in your family. However, addiction should be shunned and made an example of so that others will not make the foolish mistake of experimentation. There's a big difference between people who were born with issues and those who create their own. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that you and your seed may live. Deuteronomy 30 and 19. This was said by our Creator. It should be taught by all parents, churches, schools, and jurists, because our choices determine our future. For those who have foolishly experimented and become addicted, there is only one hope, Christ Jesus. Christ came to set the captive free, but again, the choice is up to each of us to choose his freedom. To reject him is to lock in on death. In him, Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:4. He that has the Son, Jesus, has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. 1 John 5:12. It is time we stop coddling the addict and present them with the unadulterated truth the above scriptures state. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36. Show compassion, but tell the addict the truth.